With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, welcome to the show where we don't sing it, we bring it. Help us out and click subscribe to show your support. If you're a YouTube user, make sure that you enable notifications so they tell you every time a new episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast goes up. While you're at it, if you're sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable. It's available exclusively through Facebook. You can create a wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views. You even can build your own corporation from the ground up, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available to all Facebook users. Totally free. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family, you want your name in the shout-outs like Mike and Lansdale, then check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast. Sign up today and get involved in our loyalty rewards. Any $15 a month contributor gets to co-host an episode of one of our live shows with me, and our $7.50 a month contributors, you get entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of one of our live shows. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. We're going to take questions and comments through the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line, 267-642-1160. It's a great way to get us your questions or comments in a talk-to-text service. You talk, it texts it to us, and we can address your questions in a future episode. Make sure you give us your name so we can give you credit for whatever it is you would like to contribute to the show. We always love to hear from our audience. Don't forget, if you're new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, go to our homepage at frowrestling.com, preview the topics coming to the show. It's a great way to come up with different things you might want us to talk about when you call into that sound off line. If you are an independent wrestling fan, and we always got to support indie wrestling, then go to my indie events tab on frowrestling.com at the top of the page for events coming all over the country. Check them out. There's always something close to you. Go get that one-on-one, close personal experience you can't really get from a WWE show. Check it out. It's some good stuff. And while you're at it, check out Infro's Corner, my blog spot, for my latest articles on the world of wrestling. So, the main event for WrestleMania is official. It is going to be for the Raw Women's Championship, Charlotte, the new SmackDown Women's Champion, versus the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey, versus the man, Becky Lynch. And look, I've been listening to people complain all day today about why put the SmackDown Championship on Charlotte. You've totally shafted the entire women's division on SmackDown. And there's been a lot of conjecture about whether or not this just totally destroyed Asuka's character. And I'm going to get into Asuka a little bit later in the episode. I want to address the Charlotte situation first. One, I saw people making comparisons between the body of work of Trish Stratus versus the body of work for Charlotte, claiming that Trish Stratus earned her spot more than Charlotte has, which I don't agree with, and that in some way Trish Stratus deserved more than what Charlotte has received. Now look, if you want to say that WWE has totally lost touch with the Asuka character and many others, Rusev, Nakamura, people like that, I will be the first one to agree with you. They don't have a clue what to do with some of the most amazing talent that there is in the business. However, keep this in mind. As much as I'm someone who defends the fact that professional wrestling, though it is scripted, is not fake by any stretch, it is an athletic exhibition with a planned outcome. However, the toll that this profession takes on the human body is incredible, and Charlotte Flair is participating as essentially the face of the women's movement for the better part of the last 4 years. I'm not talking about since September when Becky Lynch became arguably the biggest draw in the industry. I'm talking about for 4 years, Charlotte has been carrying the banner of WWE. And what that translates to is she had, if anybody has earned anything, Trish, Lita, all them women, they are incredible. And they are some of the most legendary female performers in history. But in the end, any accolades they have are because Vince McMahon decided to give them to them, just like Charlotte Flair. Vince McMahon is the one who chooses, handpicks who's going to be in what positions going forward in essentially his company. I know it's a publicly traded company, but Vince McMahon is the creative force. I don't care how many writers they have, script writers, promo writers, creative teams, soap opera specialists that they bring in to try to come up with storylines. None of that matters. Vince McMahon is the one who makes the final decisions. And Vince McMahon is why we still care about Trish Stratus and Lita. Vince McMahon is why we ask for people like Victoria to be honored with the Hall of Fame. He's the reason we don't necessarily want Tori Wilson in the Hall of Fame, because he chose the way things go. And he chose for Charlotte Flair to be in this position. And a big part of why is two things. One, we have no storyline for the SmackDown Women's Championship that makes it look like it's equal to the Raw Championship. Now you do. You have the main event of WrestleMania not featuring one of the brands and then unequally distributing the credit to one brand over the other. Now you've got the best of both brands in the main event of WrestleMania. This puts the spotlight on both brands. I know that's not the way some people want to look at it, and that's to each his own, but that's the truth. Charlotte Flair has done as much for this business in 4 years as any female talent has in the history of this business. Becky Lynch in 9 months has done as much, almost as much as Charlotte Flair has in the last 4 years. That's why those two women are in the main event. Ronda Rousey has given it an incredible effort and has tried to become better than I think anybody expected her to be at this profession. And I think she's really enjoying her time there. Yes, she wants to have a family and I'm sure she'll take some time off. But I've also seen people online today talking about how at the end of WrestleMania, Becky will hold up one championship belt, Charlotte will hold up the other, and Bayley and Sasha will hold up the tag team straps, and it'll be the four horsewomen of WWE standing tall with all the women's gold. That is very possible and probably the most likely scenario. But that's also a fantastic way to at some point cultivate that horsewoman versus horsewoman feud that we've all been expecting for 2 years now. Now, the reality is this. It doesn't matter if we like Charlotte as champion. Does she deserve it? Yeah, absolutely. Because of the sacrifices she's put herself through. That's why Bayley and Sasha Banks deserved an opportunity to be the first ever women's tag team champions, which, by the way, they're not. There was WWE Women's Tag Team Champions back in the day. Jumping Bomb Angels, you know, stuff like that. But that's a topic for another day. The reality of the situation is that Vince McMahon wanted to bring credibility to all of his investments. And that includes the SmackDown Women's Championship. Asuka, look, let's be honest. There's not enough women for the main event of the show, the multi-team women's tag team match, and a women's battle royal. What I would suspect is Asuka may win the battle royal, get herself a rematch for the championship, and then she'll go on to face Charlotte. And I actually expect Asuka at some point to defeat Charlotte for the belt. She should have last year. When Asuka still had her streak going and she won the Women's Royal Rumble, she should have defeated Charlotte last year. But that didn't happen. That doesn't mean you can't make up for lost time, but gosh, WWE booking better figure out what to do with Asuka. Now, let's talk about Asuka. You bring her to WWE. She's a little older than WWE typically brings in talents. There was a thought initially that she would never leave NXT, that she was just going to be a stalwart there. They give her this incredible undefeated streak, one that tops Goldberg's by a long shot. Then she gets injured. She never loses the NXT Women's Championship. Then she goes to the main roster, where she continues her streak, wins the Women's Royal Rumble, goes to WrestleMania to face Charlotte, and then from that point on, WWE pretty much bungled her character. They have her lose to Charlotte. She loses matches to people like Alexa Bliss and Carmella. They really bury her character. They get her embroiled in this tag team thing going on for a little while. They do almost nothing of substance with her at WWE Evolution, the first women's pay-per-view for WWE. And then finally, they try to rectify it by building her character in November and December, leading to her winning the championship in January, which was fine. But now what do you do? Now, I've heard people talk about, are they going to unify the championships? According to Dave Meltzer, and I hate listening to him, but according to Dave Meltzer, that's not the plan. This is purely to build credibility in the brands as being equal for both women's championships, and I'm fine with that. But you really have to start thinking long-term, and Asuka is good enough and popular enough to be a focal point of the women's division. You got to give her some better matches. You got to give her some better opponents. And here's the thing that really bothers me about what happened on SmackDown. Asuka and Charlotte put on a clinic, an instant classic. And instead of us just going crazy, thrilled with the beauty of the match and the quality of the match, all anybody wants to do today is complain about the outcome. Stop worrying about the outcome. Worry about the fact that we just got to see an incredible female wrestling match. One that should go down in the books as one of the best of all time. Those women tore the house down, and they deserve credit for it. Just because Asuka didn't win doesn't mean it wasn't a great match. I hope people can keep that in the total picture of what happened on SmackDown. Speaking of the women's division, it was announced earlier this week that pretty much no surprise to anybody, Becky Lynch is the number one merchandise seller in WWE. That's huge. For years, it was John Cena. When Rey Mysterio before him was popular, it was Rey Mysterio, and different people have kind of tossed that ball around a little bit in the last couple years because John Cena has been so part-time. But now it's Becky Lynch. And what does she get for that? A brand new, significantly increased salary in her new contract with WWE, or at least the offers out there. We can't get confirmation as to whether she signed it, but I'm fairly confident with you're in the position she's in. They're going to make it worth her while to sign that contract, and they're going to reward her handsomely, especially when you're bringing in that much merchandise sales. So congratulations to Becky. She deserves it. She created something very organic and very real and really connected with fans, almost like a Stone Cold kind of thing. I know that comparison's been drawn before, but she really has. She's connected with the fans. The problem for WWE now is, how do you maintain her importance but also build up other people to be credible enough to believe that they could pose a threat to her as champion? That's going to be a little more challenging. Who do you have? You've got two of your best tied up with tag team belts. You've got another competitor on the other brand. So it doesn't leave you a lot of options. So they got to start building somebody. Alexa Bliss is a candidate. Asuka again is a candidate. Nia Jax was there for a cup of coffee, but then she's kind of become almost like an upper mid-card jobber. Tamina's never had a shot. Naomi was up for a little while and then fizzled out. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? You got to start building some people. I know they're very high on Lacey Evans, and there's a few other people that may come up through the system, but WWE's got to be very conscious of that and think, look forward and realize they better start building some people. Otherwise, these women's championships aren't going to mean anything if there's nobody to challenge for them. Former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez has signed with AAA, the Mexican promotion. He will be appearing at Triple Mania this year. That will be his debut. And I'm very happy for him. He was at the WWE Performance Center only earlier this year. And everybody speculated right away that he was going to WWE. Well, that is not the case. He's going to AAA. And it looks like at 36 years old, he's going to close the door on his UFC career and take a shot at this wrestling thing. And if anybody could pull it off, really, he's an incredible athlete, always has been. He probably will bring something very fresh and very exciting, and more important than anything, very legitimate to the AAA brand. And people at All Elite Wrestling must be salivating because of their working relationship with AAA. So maybe we'll see him on one of their shows at some point as well. But congratulations to Cain Velasquez for joining the ranks of the professional wrestling world. Somebody else who may be Mojo Rawley in the news, talking about his buddy Rob Gronkowski retiring from the New England Patriots, saying that he thinks at some point we'll see him in WWE and maybe even sooner than we expected, which everybody immediately thinks is going to be something at WrestleMania. I don't know that I would push that button right away. I would wait till after Mania since you've got so much going on at the show already. But we've been seeing these vignettes of Mojo Rawley talking to a mirror for months with no real clarity on what he's talking to. You could easily introduce Rob Gronkowski as who he's been talking to in the mirror and now have him become the character who helps Mojo Rawley finally get over the hump and try to connect with the fans and bring some mainstream attention to the show and to his character. I don't know if that's the direction he'll go, but it's easily something they could think about. WWE Hall of Fame list for this year is growing. You know that the Hart Foundation, Jim Neidhart, and Bret the Hitman Hart are going to be going in as a tag team. Congrats to Jim Neidhart and his family. But more importantly, the class is not finished. We've got a stacked lineup this year. A lot of teams, DX, Harlem Heat, you know, the Hart Foundation. You've got Torrey Wilson going in, the Honky Tonk Man. And the final entry, apparently, is going to be Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I know Nate in Sellersville, avid listener of the podcast, is probably doing cartwheels over that one. That's his favorite wrestler of all time. And deservedly so. I've made my complaints very clear in previous episodes about certain people who are in the Hall of Fame. Brutus Beefcake main evented SummerSlam with Hulk Hogan against Randy Savage and Zeus. Brutus Beefcake was in great feuds with Mr. Perfect and other talents along the way with the Honky Tonk Man, who's also going into the Hall of Fame. Let's face it. Can the Honky Tonk Man be a Hall of Famer if he doesn't wrestle against quality opponents? Brutus Beefcake doesn't really get a lot of credit for being a great in-ring technician, but he had enough to get by and be convincing. For a little while there, he was actually scheduled to win the Intercontinental Championship until he had his boating accident at the Parasailer who crashed into his face, and it really derailed his career for quite a while. Made stints with the NWO and various other things throughout his career, went to WrestleMania with Hulk Hogan as a tag team to challenge Money Inc. at WrestleMania 9, so he's done a lot of things that are credible, unlike some of the other people in the Hall of Fame. So for me, congratulations to Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I think he deserves it. And he was a tag team champion with Greg Valentine at one point. So good news for him. Congratulations to Mr. Beefcake. Nikki Bella announced her retirement from professional wrestling, as did Brie, both on Total Bellas. And the general thought was she was going to focus on their own brands and whatnot. And then today, news came out that she may already be reconsidering if she can make special appearance matches here and there with a good storyline, and that she would not be opposed to coming back for a special match here and there. Maybe even the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. I don't expect her to be in a championship situation like she was at Evolution ever again, especially if she's not coming back to be a full-time competitor. But here and there is a great idea. She's out with the new bow, showing off the new man, and letting people know she's taking some time away from the ring, but that she has not closed the door on WWE, and that's good news for any of you Bella fans out there. Conor McGregor in the news. He retires from UFC after he makes a proposal to Dana White that he wants part ownership in the company, which he gets rejected for. Finn Balor fuels the WWE rumors by talking about, I'll see you at WrestleMania. And then allegations emerge in his home country that there may be some abuse situations going on there. They're going to be looked at. Nothing made official because in their country, it's against the law to release information until there's a thorough investigation. But rumor has it there's some misconduct there that he's being investigated for, and that apparently had nothing to do with his decision to retire. But at some point, there is a chance he comes to WWE. He'd be a perfect fit for their brand. Lord knows that. He's like an attention magnet, and he'd be great for their business, and he would bring that mainstream attraction just like Ronda Rousey did. But we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if WWE would want to go somewhere with a talent that has the jaded past that he has. Flip Gordon, we were bragging about Flip Gordon just last week. He's returning from knee injury, and he's such an integral part of Ring of Honor's plans in the future. And then this week, he re-injures his knee. He's out potentially 4 to 6 more months. And it's heartbreaking if you're a Ring of Honor fan, because Flip Gordon, I mean this, if you've never seen their shows, check them out. He's incredible. Look him up on YouTube. Watch his matches. This guy kind of reminds me of like Alex Riley in stature and appearance, but he's so much more athletic. He's so much better on the mic, and I really think he's got a bright future, but he's got to get this injury bug out of the way. Injures his knee, comes back, injures it again, out 4 to 6 more months. It's a shame. He'll miss the G1 Super Show at the Madison Square Garden show, which is really a shame. Lucha Underground has come to the terms to grant the immediate release of several of their stars. Joey Ryan is one of the stars. Cobra Moon was one of them. King Cuerno, Ivelisse. Now, the word is that King Cuerno may be headed to WWE. He was offered a contract in the past, but couldn't negotiate with him because of his contract terms with Lucha Underground. But they filed a class action lawsuit, and the lawsuit is now over because terms of the dropping of that lawsuit would be to grant the immediate release of those stars. I saw a picture online today, Chris Jericho posing with Joey Ryan about celebrating the fact that he's a free agent. And that's great for AEW because you know they want to bring him to AEW. But for King Cuerno, he'd be a great addition to WWE's roster, and one that I think they could really benefit from. So athletic, so incredibly gifted. And even though he's a little bit of a lighter guy, he could really throw down with the best of them. So congratulations to those stars on finally getting their release. It looks like Lucha Underground may be dead and buried. Even their own producer is saying that, so we'll have to wait and see. And then superstar Billy Graham in the news today. He's reacting to Kofi Kingston getting a title match with Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, talking about what a joke it is. Superstar Billy Graham, and I have a lot of respect for everything Superstar Graham did back in the day, but he's a bitter old man. He's still in his post today on Facebook, was complaining about how he had to, he took all the fun away from his championship reign because he had to drop the belt to one of the most boring champions in history, Bob Backlund, and all this. And he thinks it should be, he has a problem with 145-pound and the 185-pound guy wrestling for the WWE Championship. What he may have missed is it's no longer the WWE World Heavyweight Championship like it was when Hulk Hogan had it, or even when they brought it back and merged it with the World Heavyweight Championship. It's the WWE Championship. There's no weight class. There's no body size. And in this non-steroid era, if you remember, Billy Graham was uber steroid guy. So yeah, of course he had bigger guys in the ring with him because they were all roided up. We don't do that anymore. That could get you fired now. So are there some big muscle heads? Of course. But in case he hasn't been actually watching the matches because his post actually referenced watching stuff on like news websites, watch the matches. Brock Lesnar, he said, can you imagine Brock Lesnar going in there against Kofi Kingston? Yes, I can, because I've watched him go against AJ Styles and against Daniel Bryan, and he did very well. And it was very believable, and it was enjoyable. So yes, I can see that. And maybe that's what we'll get. Maybe Kofi will win the title and then lose it to Brock when Brock moves to SmackDown, so when they debut for Fox. I don't know. But what I do know is an aging veteran who's out of touch with how the business runs in 2019 and clearly doesn't understand that this is not a Vince McMahon decision. Kofi Kingston was not even supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber. He was a last-minute fill-in for Mustafa Ali, who got injured. He hurt his eye. And when he got into the chamber and they booked the match the way they did, the fans came out with absolute natural charisma for Kofi Kingston and fandom out the wazoo for Kofi Kingston. And people love the guy and they want the belt. It is their belt. It's not the WWE Championship. It's the People's Championship they want on Kofi Kingston. So how dare anybody question what the fans want? These people are the ones who tune in every week and watch the shows. They're the ones who get behind them, buy the merchandise, cheer or boo who they want. And if the fans want Kofi Kingston, and Vince McMahon has finally gotten through his head that he needs to do what the fans want, then he'll put that belt on Kofi Kingston. I don't care if he weighs 100 pounds. If that's what the fans want, that's what the fans get. They're the ones who drive the ticket sales. They're the ones who push the merchandise. And the New Day have been huge merchandise sellers for years now, and I would not be surprised to see them walk out of WrestleMania with the SmackDown Tag Team Championship and the WWE Championship all in their own stable, and I think it would be a fantastic opportunity. I know people are theorizing it may be the signaling the end of the New Day, and it may see Xavier Woods and Big E turn on Kofi. Maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. I hope it's different. I hope it's a unification of them as a group, and then they protect each other so he can keep that belt a little longer. Last topic I want to talk about tonight is the Ring of Honor New Japan G1 Supercard. The entire event is now out there for you to get an idea of what's going to happen. The main event of the show, Jay White versus Kazuchika Okada for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, should be match of the year quality. The Ring of Honor World Championship, Jay Lethal versus Marty Scurll versus Matt Taven in a ladder match, another killer opportunity for a match of the year candidate. And it doesn't stop there. IWGP Intercontinental Championship match. Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi will do battle. That match could be a main event on any wrestling show. Will Ospreay versus Jeff Cobb. The winner takes all. The Never Openweight Championship versus the Ring of Honor TV title. That's going to be a killer physical matchup. Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa. The Gorillas of Destiny versus Brody King and Pierre Carl Ouellette, PCO, who are the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, versus Evil and Sonata versus the Briscoes for both the IWGP and the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. That is an insane tag team match. Taiji Ishimori versus Dragon Lee versus Bandido for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. You will never, never see a better high-flying, high-risk, high-quality match than that. Please tune in for that. Zack Sabre Jr. defending the Rev Pro Heavyweight British Heavyweight Championship against Hiroshi Tanahashi. They have makings of potentially stealing the show, those two. They're so technically sound. You'll see the Women of Honor Championship defended against Kelly Klein. You'll see Bully Ray take on a mystery opponent in a New York street fight open challenge. Rush is going to take on Dalton Castle, and there's even going to be an Honor Rumble on the pre-show that will feature Jushin Thunder Liger. So many things going on at that show. And everybody this time of year talks about WrestleMania. There's a chance that the G1 Super Show is even better. Make sure if you get a chance, check that out, because you may be missing out on one of the greatest pay-per-views in the history of the business. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a New Japan fan. The matches really will be that good. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down all the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com. They produce all the music and sound effects we use in our shows. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazle Games, bringing a new friend to family game that is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this game from Beazle Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our sister website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Frolic, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you for taking moments with us today. If you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for their articles on the world of wrestling. Check out my blog, In Fro's Corner, for more articles on the world of wrestling. And if you get a chance, check out my Indie Events tab to see all the local independent wrestling action coming to an area near you. Until next time, take care, everybody, and have a great night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.